ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho are still on the lookout for a white supremacist prison inmate and his accomplice who fled after the accomplice shot and wounded corrections officers. Skylar Mead was being transported back to prison from the hospital he was taken to in what police say was a self-inflicted injury. The longtime interpreter and close friend of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani was fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. Fleeing Haiti, dozens of Americans caught up in the gang violence.
The days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months.
Philippe Armand recalling the harrowing journey.
The very difficult part was getting around and making it to the airport to fly out.
Gangs have a stranglehold on the capital city.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Port-au-Prince. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting the Middle East for the sixth time since October 7th. He is in Egypt again, trying to broker a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin farmers need rain. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects farm income to go down 25% this year. The agency blames higher costs and drought conditions in Wisconsin and other Midwestern states. Governor Evers says he's proud of what he's done to improve mental health care for everyone from teenagers to farmers in Wisconsin. He declared last year the year of mental health, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget.
Those are all good wins, but the fact of the matter is that I asked for $500 million, and, you know, we can do the math, and it came nothing close to that.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Voters in West Madison and Verona will have a primary election this fall. Madison older Nasra Rahelier announced she's running for State Assembly in District 80 on Wednesday. She's running as a Democrat. District 80 is currently represented by Democrat Mike Baer of Verona. With two Democrats in the race, a primary election to see who will make it onto the general election ballot will be held on August 13th. The Beloit City Council president is being honored with a park named in their honor. Regina Duncan is the first Black woman to serve as Beloit City Council president and is stepping down after 8 years. The city announced Tuesday that Summit Park on Henry Avenue will now be known as Regina Duncan Park. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter supporting the new park name, saying that she is well deserving of the honor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a 3-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32. And the Celtics earn their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day Friday. Today, cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
From shortly after my arrest on October 9, 2019 to now, I have been trying to share the irrefutable truth with you. The American people have been lied to by Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and various cohorts of individuals in government and media positions. They created falsehoods to serve their own interests, knowing it would undermine the strength of our nation.
Wow, 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 wow. Cue the evil clown car once again. This is the pre-show conversation between Chris and I was like, what? I don't. Are the Republicans working for the Democratic Party now? What is actually happening?
What's going on over here?
Don't worry about the evil clown car. Just come back and talk to me. Since Jody's not here. Thank you. Oh, my God. Because you were like, did they know Lev Parnas was going to flip? Lev Parnas has already flipped. He's been very public about all this. I was like, wait, they invited him? I'm confused how this whole latest exploding comedy cigar. It's like, I think Rude Pundit is right. I think they are getting off on public humiliation. I don't want to yuck their yum. So
I think I was watching a little bit of Comer yesterday, and I still think he thinks he has something.
Afterwards, I love that he said, well, you know, we still might go for criminal referrals. And I'm like, of who? You and Trump again? Because that's the only people that got implicated for Republicans. I don't.
Who was it?
I don't understand. Maybe someone can explain. Why do they keep doing these hearings? It's insane.
It is.
They keep blowing up. The one guy was in prison.
Yeah.
Did a video like he's in prison.
From in prison.
Or they've been indicted for lying to the FBI.
Right.
Joe from Jurors, keeper of the facts of the Stephanie Miller Show, said, so in their effort to besmirch President Biden, the Republicans have managed to reveal the fact that AG Bill Barr actively covered up the crimes he knew then President Trump was committing, and that Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senators Ron Johnson and Lindsey Graham, as well as John Solomon and Sean Hannity over at Fox, were all in on the plot to push a fake narrative to deceive the American public ahead of the 2020 election. I keep asking why Bill Barr is... First of all, CNN and not in prison,
uh-huh.
But also a lot of this stuff, it's stuff we knew, just was like, I think as people kept saying, Lev Parnas sort of closed the loop and put it all out there. But I mean,
admittedly, this is not a story that I've been paying that close attention to because, you know, it's just that impeachment circus that's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
But yesterday I'm like, what the hell is going on?
See, this is why you were wrong about Jared Moskowitz wearing a Putin mask was perfectly on point.
I still think that was dumb. What he said in the hearing was great.
But it shows what a complete clown show this is and how this is totally, Russian disinformation.
And Jared just made it more into a clown show.
Black Knight said, of all the wild... we've seen Trump do. The only person more brazen. I'm sorry. Did you say more of a clown show, Jared Moskowitz?
By wearing that mask.
Oh my God.
He had to do.
Applaud him to the rafters for doing that. It showed exactly how ridiculous this whole thing is.
It was stupid. All he had to do was speak in that hearing, and that's what he did.
Oh my God.
He was excellent while speaking.
Yes.
He was stupid while wearing that mask.
No, he was not. He was not. I could not more. So you of all the wrongness you've ever been, that's the wrongest.
He was dumb.
Where's my Black Knight tweet? Hold, please. Hold, please. Of all the wild we've seen Trump do, the only person more brazen is Bill Barr coming into the DOJ, killing Mueller's Russia investigation, and immediately setting up an investigation into Biden based on Russian disinformation. How embarrassed must you be right now if you worked at the DOJ during the Trump administration? We have a great lineup to talk about this today. Dr. Allison Gill.
Dr. Allison Gill.
Originally of Mueller, she wrote. We
right.
have Carl Frisch. We have Dr. Erwin Redlener.
We have two doctors today. What's up with us?
We're doctored up, man.
I guess so.
Yeah. But, sometimes I have to go to Twitter threads or somewhere to go, did I just see what I just saw? Did that just blow up in their faces again like
I thought they did?
Right. Rachel Bitticoffer said House Republicans knew their source was a Russian asset. Mm-hmm. The same House Republicans did the same thing during the Ukraine blackmail impeachment, where Intel told them their info was Russian disinformation, but they used it anyway. Yeah. Republicans are a national security risk. How many times must we say it? It's not just Trump. It's this whole party. The founders just did not prepare for this, mm-hmm. to have a party full of absolute traitors. Black Knight, another one. So Bill Barr set up the intake program for Rudy Giuliani to feed Russian disinformation to the department. Are there no consequences for this for Bill Barr? I don't get it. That's what led to the indictment of Hunter Biden, but also to the indictment of the Russian asset who lied to the FBI about Hunter Biden, who was indicted by David Weiss, the Trump appointed special counsel, this whole thing. I don't even know what to say. Who was, by the way, where's what's her name? This was fantastic. Just a good summation. Hold, please. Trying to find it.
All right.
Yeah. Eight. I'm sorry. Stephen Lynch.
Okay.
Number nine. Yeah.
Nine.
Representative Stephen Lynch yesterday.
When you review the entire record of evidence of these hearings going back over a year, you've actually provided more evidence to impeach Donald Trump for a third time than you have in so much as laying a glove on President Biden.
That's what I thought. Right? I love Eric Swalwell was fantastic.
He declared
the time of death.
Yeah, we have that too.
Oh, do we? Yeah. All right, let's hear it from our home slice.
All right, here we go.
Number 11.
I dare you to impeach, but you won't because you don't have the evidence. And because you don't have the evidence, you don't have the votes. Guys, it's dead. And so I'm here to pronounce the time of death. 516.
Say it in Chinese.
Impeachment is dead. 516. Biden impeachment's dead. Joe Biden has been acquitted.
Did she just say it in Chinese?
I don't know what she said.
Was
it on Fox?
Yeah.
Oh,
No. That was another congressperson, a Republican congressperson on the committee.
Being a bag of D's.
Exactly.
Okay, as they do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. He must be a Grey's Anatomy fan like me, because they always do a time of death.
Time of death.
Oh. Yeah, it was. Here is a Representative Jared Moskowitz, who Chris is the wrongest about that he's ever been wrong about anything.
This was something great that he said.
He was great.
They haven't proven he committed a high crime and misdemeanor. Otherwise, we would call for impeachment. So I just look. You know, the chairman knows me well. I mean, I'm just here to help him, right? And so I just think we should do it today. Let's just call for it. I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. I want to help you out. You can second it, right? Like, make the motion to impeach President Biden. Go ahead. It's your turn. You second it. No, nothing. Okay, we got nothing.
We've got to get him on the show. He is obviously a listener because he said he basically said I'm a liberal helper.
Yeah,
that's from the Stephen Miller show.
Right,
he's a fan.
Yes,
the Putin mask. I would have advised him that.
The prop comedy.
You're wrong.
No.
I don't want to get
that.
This is a clown show. It is a clown show. How many earrings in are we? Where the same thing happens. Big exploding comedy cigar. Clown shows. Red noses everywhere. I am glad he finally. Visually portrayed how ridiculous this party has become.
I don't want him being the carrot top of Congress.
I do. Oh. Please continue. I'm just going to torture you now.
They're never going to impeach Joe Biden. It's never going to happen. because they don't have the evidence. Okay, this is a show. It's all fake. They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. By the way, Andrew Weissman tweeted, DOJ clearly has known about this Parnas evidence for a long time, so I'm curious as to what actions it has taken to corroborate or refute it.
Yeah.
There's another one to talk to Allison Gill about. And I'll be curious where she is. I have a sense she must be frustrated with Merrick Garland at this point,
sure,
too, despite the fact that she made a lot of good points about how, but again, oh my God, Chris, it all comes full circle back to Bill Barr. You know, Bill Barr, okay, it's escaping me how what he did is legal. He also committed obstruction.
Uh-huh.
He could have said, he's on CNN talking about how we got to stop Trump. You could have stopped him. You know he was a Russian traitor working with Russia. You covered up the entire, you blocked the entire Mueller report on purpose.
Yep.
And then started this disinformation campaign. How is that legal, Chris? I'm sorry, I'm going into my Seinfeld register.
Who
are these people?
You should come in wearing a Bill Barr mask.
Yes, I think I will,
okay,
just to punk you tomorrow. Oh, let me go to Amazon while you But anyway, my point is, I mean, Allison's points were well taken in the beginning about what they did to block at Merrick Garland,
right,
and how long they took to confirm him and confirm other people and blah, blah, blah. I still think Adam Schiff is right that, you know, certainly the January 6th committee stuff that they turned up, you know, I don't know what the word is. Shamed him, turbocharged him, something. I mean, we finally got Jack Smith, but now look what we're running into. You know, Harry Lipman wrote a great piece in the LA Times about Judge Cannon. I mean, it's just these kind of wild cards we couldn't see coming, right? That are just, we couldn't see that coming. And the media at every turn plays a part in it. They just went with the Barr report rather than waiting for the Mueller report. They went with the stupid Her report rather than waiting for the transcript. And this is part of the problem.
They went with it because they have 24 hours to fill.
Midas Touch, our friends. To recap, James Comer held another hearing today to try to hurt President Biden. Instead, it backfired, and during the hearing, Donald Trump and the Republican Party got implicated in numerous potential crimes, extortion schemes, and a firsthand witness revealed that they worked knowingly with a Russian asset. And I just... That's the thing. It's not just that they didn't prove anything against Biden, Chris. It's that I was like, wait. And I know we all have fatigue. We're like, oh my God, these are even more crimes. How many more? He's already has four, right, criminal trials coming up. We're in the middle. And by the way, can I just say Tom Hartman, who is the smartest boy in every class ever?
Well, he writes a billion books a day.
Don't even apply. Oh, we're in the midst of nailing him down for the Portland show, everybody. We're working on things. I spent last weekend nailing Luke Skywalker down for the LA Sexy Liberal. We got stuff going on, people.
We got Sexy Liberal.
They're always fantastic special guests. So go to sexyliberal.com. Some of them are so far out. If that's the LA, that's not till November.
Right.
Anyway, but it will always be a fantastic, amazing comedy show.
Right.
Go now to sexyliberal.com. What you call it? Minneapolis, you're up first. Thank you for all the pictures of the Harmar and
the Minnesota,
other suggestions of where to eat.
Minnesota Fair.
Yes, we're very excited.
Yes.
Okay. And the next one up, Philadelphia, Glenn Kirshner joining us for that. I believe Cliff Schechter is going to do Minneapolis.
Yes.
We're still working on other stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what was my point? Oh, Tom Hartman, just talking about how many people Steve Mnuchin foreclosed on and seized their assets. So stop your whining about your stupid orange crook. And they can't. Oh, my God. Of course, you know, he sent out not just a desperate, pathetic fundraising email to his rubes for the money. Tick tock, tick tock. We have to find that 60 minutes clock because, you know, that's
rubes. So many rubes.
That's what he hears in his head. How you doing this morning, Donald? Here's the good news.
What?
Can I tell you some happy clappy news that occurred to me?
What?
All the whining about why won't anybody help him? Why won't billionaires help him? Why won't la 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 la. So far, as we know, right? No, because I don't think they think he's going to win.
No.
I don't think, I mean, and again, I know we don't want to say it out loud. We don't want to get happy clappy. We don't want to get happy. But I think that is the cold, hard truth. They don't think he's going to win.
No.
They see how underperforming he's already doing before any of these trials even start in the actual voting. In the I want to
primaries, the word escaped.
Are you? Oh my God! Primaries. You're like in a state today.
I am. This is like
this is a hell of an out of the gate.
You know what this out of the gate is? This is like Acme exploding birdseed. I'm just.
Anyway. Strap on some rocket skates.
Yeah, but just stop with the whining. Oh, I know, the fundraising thing. Of course, like usual, desperate and also racist. Mm-hmm. You know, keep their filthy hands off Trump Tower. Are they going to do the black hand? Like, remember that horrible racist ad? You needed that job, and the black hand comes, right?
Yep.
It goes, it's absolute. That's what they mean by filthy is, oh, she's black. Because Letitia James is mentioned right after, keep her filthy hands off Trump Tower. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry, I meant that.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to need this for sure this morning.
You
really.
Are.
I'm in a state.
It's the whole Putin mask thing.
Yes. Set me off. You know better than to stick me with a sharp stick in the middle of my out of the gate.
I just said an opinion. That's it.
Well, you're wrong. Now I'm off to the races.
I've been wrong about many political things, but you're really letting me have it for a mask?
Yes. God. We need some nice things to get us through this show. Okay, and we'll have them in a couple minutes.
Yes.
Carl Frisch, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, OMG. Jody Hamilton, smartest girl in class, right? She knew 15 years ago. That's how long she's been with Credo Mobile. You and I just found out this is America's progressive phone company. You can feel so good about, right?
Yep.
About yourself, that you're making a difference. They've donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofit groups. I feel like I didn't realize we were stealing their act with Sexy Liberal.
Well,
that's what we do, is give money to Sexy Liberal causes.
Yeah.
I didn't know. They just,
they do.
Yeah. This has been their bag, baby, for many, many years. You'll also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. What? CredoMobile.com. Type in that code Steph for $250 off.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote, because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Waka wiki, waka waka wiki, disco waka 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 wiki.
What? My insomnia 2 nights ago prevented me from watching the debut of Palm Royale.
Okay.
With Carol Burnett.
Right. And
tonight,
Kristen Wiig.
And Kristen Wiig. And Allison Janney. And Laura Dern. And Lonnie says it's fantastic.
Yep.
The Jody Mom Show. Tune in for it on Apple TV.
Yeah, Jody's mom tonight. Is on it.
Tonight, I will try and... I need something to cut the Republican awfulness. Who said, with any luck, today marks the end of perhaps the most spectacular failure in the history of congressional investigations?
Ricky Martin.
No, you continue your unbroken streak of wrongness. That was Jamie Raskin yesterday, Representative Jamie Raskin. Yeah, it is. I've just never seen anything like it. Like, you've seen, them be ridiculous and right. Not really turn up anything, but not implicate the whole other side.
Right.
It's like a bank robber, like, putting the, getaway car driver on the stand.
Yeah.
You're like, oops. Like,
I don't know what they were thinking.
Richard Chu from Chicago's WCPT might be able to explain it to us. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Stephanie.
Richard, what happened yesterday? What has happened? Can you explain?
You know, all I can tell you is they don't know how to govern.
Right.
They just don't know how to govern.
And they don't know how to investigate, and it's all they do. It's all they think that they're there for is to try to investigate and impeach Joe Biden. And they just not only the more hearings they have, the more crimes they get implicated in. It's extraordinary.
It is. They have nothing, and we are saying the same thing. This morning on my show, I started off talking about the literal insanity of the Republicans in Congress, specifically in the House, and how they have no clue of what they're doing. And that's one of the reasons why we have to get them voted out, not just when the White House, Senate, and of course, the House of Representatives. But I got to say this to you. First of all, congratulations on the tour. I obviously will be in Chicago.
Yay!
And I'll make it out for the LA show.
Yay!
So excited about that. And
me
just
too.
Wanted to give you guys a big hug from Chicago to say congrats there.
Aww.
So, but they don't know how to govern, Stephanie.
The big DNC show, the DNC show in August is going to be off the chain, Richard Chu. I'm just telling you. We have surprises you don't even know about yet.
I'm going to make you dance with all your sharp angles.
Oh,
good.
What do we call it?
A bag of knives being thrown against the wall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or a corkscrew with all the attachments open.
A Swiss Army knife.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you go to my Facebook page, the second to last post about my bike group, Major Taylor, my friend Pamela, my psycho sister, posted a video of me dancing. And you know what?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you know what makes you a really bad dancer is that I think I look like I'm a good dancer. And it's just like a little, I don't know, pool noodle gone on crack. You got to look. Okay. We have Carl Frisch next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots. Her lawyer argued she was trying to make a point about flaws in the election system. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. A polarizing figure from the Kenosha riots of 2020 is invited to speak at Kent State University in Ohio. Students and alumni are split about Kyle Rittenhouse coming to campus, including Hunter Chenevie.
I like the idea that a public university like Kent State has this diverse opinions being represented and coming onto campus. Now, whether or not those opinions are appropriate or not, I think that's up for debate.
Rittenhouse killed two people. Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Elver Park on the southwest side of Madison is expanding. The Madison Common Council approved the deal to add 40 acres to the park on Tuesday. It's part of a deal with developer Viridian Homes, who bought the land to build around 600 housing units next to the park. The city of Madison will pay Viridian $3.7 million to convert some of that land into an expansion for Elver Park. It's the biggest commercial park expansion in the city in the past several decades. If you're looking to make it big in Hollywood, it'll soon be a little easier for you to get there from Madison. Budget airline Breeze Airways announced Wednesday that they're starting a new route to Los Angeles from the Dane County Regional Airport. It's part of a seasonal promotion, and they're offering a number of new routes across the country. The flights between Wisconsin and California will start on May 3rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day Friday. Today, cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mr. Bobulinski, I know that you take exception to the fact that your credibility has been called into question over and over, but when someone comes to testify under oath, whether it's before this committee, behind closed doors, or in person, then we have to evaluate someone's credibility. And sir, I definitely have always had issues with your credibility, as I know that you are very well aware of.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, directly into my veins. Oh. Chris, one of your dreams died. No one did address him. Like, hey, here's Tony Bubbles. How you doing? Thanks for coming.
Tony Bubbles. Mr. Bubble in the Tubble.
Yes, Kyle Griffin tweets, Lev Parnas says ex-Trump AG Bill Barr was notified of Giuliani's effort to get dirt on Joe Biden in Ukraine, quote, from the day he took office. Mm-hmm. I believe Bill Barr should be investigated for the cover-up and trying to silence me to get to the truth of what really happened in Ukraine. Isn't it way past time Bill Barr goes to prison? They called him Captain Cover-Up for the Iran-Contra, and then he did it again with the Mueller report, and now he's opening his big yap on TV talking about how Trump belongs in prison. Now a warning?
Now, a warning?
Okay, I need my binky, my human binky. Here he is.
Carl.
Come here. Carl, come here. Frisch. Let's talk to our fans.
Come to
Fairfax
me.
Fairfax County School Board friends.
What?
CarlFrisch.com. Carl, explain everything to us. You're a school board member, for God's sakes.
Well,
like I'm an idiot.
First, you need two eggs. You need flour, uh-huh. You need butter,
okay.
You need chocolate chips, and a nail file. I think what you were asking is, what cake do you send Peter Navarro?
That was what I asked. Yes. You asked if I was going to visit him. I said, yes, I'm going to bring a lot of pre-shirt sleeve rolled up shirts to him, just in case he needs extras.
A lot of packaged
cigarettes. With the sleeves pre-rolled, because I'm a liberal helper.
Yeah.
What's his prison job? Green Bay sweeping, do you think? Do you think he's on...
I'm more interested in what his prison nickname is.
What's that?
What is his prison nickname? I think that is the question.
Oh, let's ask Tony Bubbles. How you doing? Carl, you and I have been talking politics a long time. You've been doing politics a long time. Have you ever seen anything like whatever that was yesterday? I don't even understand it politically. Why do they keep having hearings where either the witness says exactly the opposite of what they say he was going to say, or he implicates them.
It's as if all of the Republican hearing prep is done by ChatGPT without a connection to the internet.
I'm sorry.
It makes absolutely no sense.
That tickled me.
Failing themselves. And the only thing that can speak to why it happens over and over and over again is somewhere in the back, in the office, there are these two, you know, bros giving each other high fives about how great it's going, not cognizant of the fact that it's a sinking ship.
Yeah. Chris asked, because I guess, you know, even he doesn't marinate in this.
This is a story that's been on the sideline for me.
But you were saying, like, yeah. Oh, they didn't know. Did you say they didn't know Lev Parnas is going to flip? No, he already's done that. He's been out talking, doing interviews on Twitter. Like, they had to know what he was going to say. I don't understand it other than
they think they were going to get him in a gotcha moment or something.
I don't know. I
think the problem that they run into is that in order to get somebody in a gotcha moment, you have to be in reality.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you don't start from a premise of reality, you can't get somebody in a gotcha moment.
Yeah. Let's listen to more. Here he is.
From November 2018 to October 2019, I was a key participant and a witness to numerous efforts to prove that Joe and Hunter Biden were linked to corruption in Ukraine. Rudy Giuliani, on behalf of then President Donald Trump, tasked me with a mission to travel the globe, finding dirt on the Bidens so that an array of networks could spread misinformation about them, thus securing the 2020 election for Donald J. Trump.
He named names, Carl. I mean, I guess we'll find out, like, what, because there's a lot. Once again, I know we're in the middle of four other trials, Carl, but was that not a bunch of, you know, criminal information about?
Yes. Well, and, you know, it makes you wonder if, like, they do a hearing about Georgia. Are they going to be like, we have now brought forward a witness, the person who pressed the record button to record Donald Trump's phone calls. And then they just ask the guy what happened. And he's like, well, I pressed record and I'm going to play the recordings.
By the way,
like,
So this news about Judge McAfee, first of all, it's not an appeal. It's a review is what he agreed to, which is kind of achieves the same delay. But Cindy tweets, Norm Eisen said the judge didn't grant a stay, so the case goes on while the appeal does. According to him, he said he doesn't think it will change anything. So, you know, it broke right at the end of the show, and we're always like, oh, my God, what does this mean, and blah, blah, blah. There are things like we've never heard of before legally going on, aren't there, that we're just like, what? How does, is that legal? How does he get away with this? What is this going to do now? What is your take on what happened in specifically the Georgia thing yesterday?
I mean, I assume based on what I've seen that that's exactly how things are happening, that they'll proceed while the appeal's happening. You know, that is one of the cases where they've got the audio. So I don't think that there's a lot of wiggle room for Trump in that regard. You know, I think we've always known that that case was going to take a little, perhaps a little longer because it's so broad in terms of who it's focused on. It's not just about Trump. So we shall see, but I don't see any reason based on the analysis I've seen that things should be slowed down.
Yeah, let me just review this. So this is Judge Wright. McAfee granted a request seeking permission to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. It will be up to an appeals court to decide whether to hear it. Am I the only one that just have always thought this is a load of crap, that they have proved absolutely no conflict of interest with Fani Willis and, you know, has nothing to do with Trump's, recorded criminality in this case?
They're going to take every opportunity they can to delay, particularly in this one, because remember, this is one where if he is convicted, there is no federal pardon available to him. There is no state pardon available to him. And I believe it's either 3 or 5 years that he would have to serve in prison before he'd be eligible for the clemency board to even consider his case.
Yeah. So let's talk about New York. The prospect that Trump may fail to post the bond by Monday's deadline has frustrated Trump and some members of his inner circle, which is just another layer of fun for us, to me. It's like legal Dippin' Dots. Have you ever had Dippin' Dots? Oh, they're fun.
Yes.
They're the ice cream of the future.
Yes, ice cream confetti.
Yeah.
Okay. Trump's defense team is gaming out its options, reportedly, including ways Trump could appeal Ngoren's ruling without having to put the bond up. What would happen if they can't secure the required sum? I was mentioning the racist, because it's, of course, because it's him. The headlining of the emergency fundraising appeal was keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower. Insane radical Democrat AG Letitia James wants to seize my properties in New York. This includes the iconic Trump Tower. In the call for donations, Steve Bannon said she's not that dumb of the possibility that she would seize his assets. Oh, I think she's exactly that smart. I don't know what. I think he's like, oh, it'll supercharge his base. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, what you think Letitia James gives a flying F? How can you supercharge them anymore, right?
Yeah, and also, what is left of his base? I mean, look at the polling that came out in the last few days where 20% of Republicans still won't vote for him.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem for him. And this stuff does not make it more likely that they will vote for him. These people don't think he's fit to be president, nor should he be the Republican nominee. They're not likely to come to the defense of a guy who is flailing around like this. But this all stems from him thinking the tax laws didn't apply to him in the first place.
Yeah.
And now the penalties he doesn't want to apply to him in the first place. So, he's now claiming that he wants to use, that they're trying to take away his money so that he can't use it to run for president. I don't believe he spent anything of his own money in 2020.
No, never.
And he spent very little of his own money in 2016 compared to what he spent overall.
And they're all whining about the size of the penalty. It's like, well, that's the amount of his fraud. That's what happens when you run a lifetime tab of fraud. You know, I mean, that's what the New York taxpayers are owed.
The penalty is based on how much he stole from taxpayers.
Thank you.
And the interest while the appeal happens.
Yeah.
There's no, like, extra punitive fines on here.
Carl, to your point about him underperforming in the primaries, do you agree? I don't know if you heard our opening segment, but do you agree with my point that I think the reason so far he hasn't gotten the money is a lot of people don't think he's going to win? For all the bluster over there, I think a lot of, you know, wealthy billionaire, be it Jared or Elon Musk, all these people. Who's the one on TV that Larry Kudlow tried to get someone on TV from Shark Tank to agree, and he's like, yeah, no. I mean, I don't think that, if they really thought, oh, this is, he's going to win, that'd be a great bet. That's a great, you know, that's a great investment for some billionaire, foreign or domestic, to get a United States president.
Certainly it's not a good investment with the money, period, because these people have to look at the totality of Donald Trump's career, right? Donald Trump's career is taking money from people and not paying it back.
Yeah.
And so what is likely to happen in this case is that he's not going to win the appeal. So they'd be out money, he'd have to come up with it, and he doesn't come up with money. So I don't think that there's anything for them to gain on this. I do think, I've heard some people speculate that probably at the 11th hour, somebody will come through for him and it'll be shady and we won't quite understand for a while where the money's coming from exactly. But who knows? I mean, he may think that there's more of a political advantage to having to, you know, sell some property or something. But, I don't remember the exact figures that we saw in the corrected tax information.
Yeah.
But I think you'd have to sell quite a bit of real estate.
Yeah. We were saying all the monopoly pieces. Yeah. Does Trump Tower? Not enough. Yeah. Lawrence Tribe said Trump's request to be freed of the required bond pending appeal lacks any legal basis. He should be forced to post the $464 million bond or suffer immediate execution of the full judgment, appeal or no appeal. He's gotten away with financial murder for way too long now. Enough already. I agreed. So let's talk about voting for a minute. Bella's Mike says protest voting against Joe Biden and Democrats won't punish them. It will punish everyone in this country under Christo-fascist dictator named Donald Trump. Protest voting against Hillary Clinton in 2016 gave us Trump. We can't be that stupid again in 2024. I mean, the only thing that chilled me, I can't remember who it was, Joe Trippi, maybe somebody went through what would happen if a third party, anything, made it so that nobody gets to 270, that then it, oh my God, it's contested and goes into Congress. And I'm like, oh God, no. Right.
Well, you know, and you know, remember, I don't believe it's like a straight up or down vote of Congress. I believe it's based on the majority party in each state. And so it's a little convoluted. And I think, you know, people may look at it and think, well, how hard would it be to get one or two Republicans to do the right thing? A, it would be very hard.
Yeah.
But B, it wouldn't come down like that. It would be based on the majority party in each congressional delegation. And in that regard, I don't think we would fare well.
Speaking of Christo-fascism, so is it Alabama that just passed a don't say gay law? Carl, can you explain to people what these laws actually mean and how it impacts, say, teachers I don't know if you've seen, my sister sent me the North Carolina school board lady, the crazy pants homeschooling advocate that would be a superintendent of schools that's called for the execution of Obama and Biden, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, just your thoughts on what this means for school boards, for teachers.
Well, let's talk about what it means about for kids. I think every school board and every educator should be creating an inclusive environment where kids can show up every day to school and be able to focus exclusively on what they're there for, which is learning, right? Without the baggage of other people's hate and garbage on their shoulders. And so penalizing teachers for offering that inclusive environment, or schools or administrators, sends a chilling message, not only striking fear into teachers who are already disrespected and underpaid, that their jobs are in jeopardy if they do the right thing. But it also sends a message to kids that they are not welcome in the school environment, that they will not be protected. And in states where they have passed legislation that makes it harder for LGBTQ students to exist, bullying has gone through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yes, anti-bullying. That's what 2024 is about, yep. Anti-fascism. Carl, we love you, you adorable little scamp. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you, too. And I'm going to send you a list of sexy liberals that I'm going to try and make it.
Yay!
Oh, yay. Well, D.C., obviously. That's not till January, till right. The Biden inauguration.
Sure. No, I started considering Los Angeles. So.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Hooray.
Well, this is your hometown, Carl.
Yeah. Come on with it.
True.
All yep. Right. All right, honey. Love you.
Thanks, Carl.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature's Blend. Oh, they're in the calming dog bed.
Oh, good.
You know why? Because right. They have little belly, full bellies of Dr. Modi's.
Oh.
Belly.
And they're snoring and they have cartoon
You know
birds.
What time it is? It's time for belly. That's where I do the belly rub. Belly.
Don't do that to a cat.
Full belly. Oh, no, I have. I used to do it to my ex's cat, and that's and I got like a bloody
yes.
Hand.
They come back right. With a bloody stump if you yeah. Touch their
yeah.
Tongue.
Yeah, but not at first. Like, you pull your hand back, and everything's fine, and then suddenly all the blood starts. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Learned my lesson with Jazz.
Yeah, they'll cut a bitch. And you know why? Because you didn't give them Nature's Feast,
yeah.
Which is Dr. Marty's cat food, which
that's
is
true.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were warned. Inigo Katoya
mm-hmm.
Once said to Lynn. Oh, Lynn's Inigo's owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, my bowl is empty. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first five or four ingredients in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Raw, freeze-dried, amazing, shelf-stable, pantry-safe. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures. Oh, my God. This is this treat in the world. Or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Pam in New Hampshire. Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi.
The House Republicans, because they control it, they get two witnesses. The Democrats called Lev Parnas.
Okay.
And if the FBI and the CIA and all them knows and has all this information and lets Joe Biden be trashed and lied to, are these Republican judges under Russian's control too?
Yeah.
He needs to clean house. Done.
Yeah.
By Garland.
Yeah,
by
I'm sorry.
Everybody.
I misspoke. Their witness was the one that is currently in prison that
right.
they had to interview via video. And then isn't
yes.
the other one on the is one on the run? The one that
on the lam?
No, Tony Bubbles. I can't remember which one lied to the FBI and which one is currently indicted and which one is currently in prison.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep them apart.
Well, Tony Bubbles thought that he was a king up there, and he did not like it when Jasmine Crockett talked back to him.
He did look a lot like, what do you call it, Chris Farley. And I think he probably is going to end up living in a van down by the river.
Probably.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen in Chicago. Boo, boo, boo. Foo, foo, foo. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. We're on True New Politics podcast, and Anita and I were doing our podcast while we were waiting.
So, are we live on your podcast?
This is 2024 in America. I am literally on another podcast right now while they are on my
yep.
radio show.
Uh-huh.
It's right
and podcast later on.
Stephanie Miller.
And probably Joel Stein and Moby are doing their podcast on the same street at the same time because
it's 2024.
Every single human has a podcast. Go ahead, Karen.
It's true. Well, we did tell Chris he was wrong again.
Yes.
Oh.
Chris is always
the mask. We're
okay.
all in, Karen.
Isn't it nice to have one thing you can count on in the world, and that is that Chris LaVoy is always
it's true.
Always wrong.
We can always rely on Chris.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what we're saying is, you know, it is so smart because look at, they want a circus. They're turning yep. this into political theater. Give them the political theater.
No,
and we're talking about it.
No, we're
that
not about
viral.
That.
That is
when they
viral.
Go high, we yep. go down to the basement, Chris. What? How did he not get the
right,
memo?
But,
You're not
right.
listening to Michelle Obama.
Listen, True Blue Politics over there. Go to Frangela School. Don't talk over each other. Get. We love
Sorry.
You. All right.
We have so much time.
All right.
All right.
We love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.
Day.
There they go. Bye. The True Blue Politics podcast. That's hilarious. Okay.
Boy.
Ryan says, Steph, I got my tickets for Portland September 7th. OMG. Trying to nail Professor Tom Hartman down for that one. So exciting. We're working on some. Well, you know the things.
I
can't
things.
Say all the things.
I know.
the things.
But there's a lot of exciting things.
I know.
Happening. Go to sexyliberal.com. By the way, hurry, because those tickets will be gone. VIP is going very fast.
Yep.
That is a whole separate ticket this time. We've tried to keep regular ticket prices low. It's a separate thing for the VIP meet and greet. But go to sexyliberal.com. 15 shows, 15 cities coming up. Woot! And Dr. Irwin Redletter next.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.